the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time for the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is the 24th of August, 2024. Hard to believe, right? 24th of almost the end of August. Wow. Wow. Be the last day in August next time I'm with you. But it's great to be with you here in the Stephen Roy podcast studio. Be recording a new Stephen Roy Rumble. Hopefully better than last week. Well, the Rumble will be. I was exhausted last week. I'm a little tired today, too. I am pretty much over that bug. I hardly cough at all now, and that's good. That is good. You know, when you have an upper respiratory thing and you can't even lay down without coughing, and then you spend like, I think I spent like four nights sleeping on the couch. We have one of those recliner couch thingies. And it's not huge. It's like a recliner love seat. A recliner love seat, right? So there's only enough room for two people. We don't have a huge living room. So anyway, it's great to be with you here. The leftist idiot national convention was this week with no substance. Can you imagine that? Actually talking about no policies. The only thing, we hate President Trump. We all have tried to raise him. There you go. I just summarized it for you. Hope you like that. Oh my God, they had the Dixie Chicks singing the national anthem. And they sucked so bad. And I guess it's wrong that I take pleasure in that. But Natalie Maines is from Lubbock. Her family's a famous family of musicians, performers. And they were so great. Oh, but they had to go leftist, right? Right after September 11th. That's what destroyed their career. And I don't feel sorry for them. They got spud-lighted. Know your audience, dummies. It's like Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson doing DEI stuff. It's like, really? Harley Davidson sponsoring like gay pride events? Harley Davidson is really not famous for the LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AIOU plus minus, euro, dollar sign, Swiss franc, whatever acronym they're adding this week. They're not really famous for that, so I wonder why people are prying off their Harley Davidson logos and mailing them back to them. It's kind of like John Deere. They did that. They started getting boycotted. Tractor Supply was so boycotted. They reversed their ridiculous hiring practices. That's, oh, nothing racist against white people. Because remember, Communist race theory is the equivalent of Hitler Youth. It is. It really is. Anyway, I'm ranting. Let's rant on the Rumble and then play some good music for you. I got some great stuff queued up. I have a great parody on X. And you'll have to scroll down there. It's actually based on Alanis Morissette's Ironic, which is a great song. I even have it queued up here. So I'll play it for you. But I was going to play the parody first. I could try playing it for you from my phone or iPad. It's just not going to be the same. And plus, if you don't see the video, it's not the same. So you need to check that out at Stephen Roy Radio. Go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. It's funny. I might play it for you, but it's not going to be the same unless you see it. And it's really not going to sound great going through my microphone from my phone. Let's go ahead and do the let's do the rumble before I wear myself out. I'm not going to say this on the rumble, but had to do yard work on two houses today. And as soon as I went to start the lawnmower, I could hear it probably threw a rod or something. You know that sound, that metal on metal sound? I'm like, oh, S. I knew the lawnmower was dead. The thing's only 3 years old. I think I may have destroyed it mowing tall grass at my old house, which I won't talk about. Let's just say I only have to cut the grass twice more. Knock on wood, please, Lord, please, Jesus. Don't make me have to mow that all summer. Anyway, it's hotter than Hades today by the time I got done doing our yard work at home. Lawnmower died. I bought a rechargeable lawnmower. Now, I didn't buy it because I'm some kind of greenie, but let's talk about that on the Rumble. So let's see. Click this. Video. Let me take another little drink of water. I brought a backup little bottle of water because this big one's not going to last. Reverse the camera. I think I got a little more focus than last week. Beep. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for, in fact, let me take my headphones off. I can hear myself better. Welcome to the Rumble for August 24th, 2024. As you can see, I've got my tank top on today because it's just hot.
Well, David, that global warming.
No, it is not. No, it is not. I think I told you last week when Dee and I were on the cruise at the chef's table, which was awesome. Really enjoyed that. I don't know if I do it again. I don't know if it's worth what they charge for it. The food was good. Not a lot of it, but it was good.
I know. I'm always worried I'm not going to get enough food.
Dee thinks it was because I was a diet private in the Marine Corps. Hey, that was the only time in my life I was truly hungry. I mean, really hungry. Great television.
Great television, David!
Anyway. So, at the chef's table, you know, some...
Well, you know, the iceberg has retreated.
And I'm like, yeah, that's what they do at the end of an ice age. In another couple thousand years, we'll have another ice age. That's what the Earth does to cool itself and warm itself. Yeah. When there's volcanic eruptions all over Earth and the Earth gets too warm, guess what happens? The atmosphere is covered with ash and the temperature is lowered. I remember Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines when it erupted. I remember the craziness at the Air Force Base because they hadn't quite evacuated yet because they probably didn't know it was going to erupt. Anywho, lowered the temperature of the Earth like 2 Celsius for a year. One volcanic eruption. So if you think man is smart enough to be able to change the weather, I guarantee you the only thing man's going to do is F up the weather. That's what's going to happen.
What was I going to tell you about? There was something.
Lawnmower died today. I'm mowing two houses until a house that we're selling closes escrow. And I don't want to, but someone's got to maintain it, right? And I'm certainly not a rich man, so nobody won the Mega last night. So even if, God willing, I win the Powerball tonight, still not going to be, clearing $200 million. But anyway, I'm not greedy if that's what our Lord decides he wants to give us. Anywho, go to start the lawnmower at the other house, and I hear metal on metal. I know what that sound is. Probably a rod, piston, something that's went south. So I bought a rechargeable lawnmower. No, it's because I don't want to save the planet. It's just because I don't want to deal with gas. It's so nice, and how about a gas mix? That's even worse. It's so nice when you have a rechargeable. So now I have a rechargeable lawnmower, rechargeable weed eater, and rechargeable blower. The only thing bad about that is doing two houses, I have to charge it. So today, when the lawnmower died, I had to finish the backyard with the weed eater and charge it four times before it was all said and done, because I don't have a spare battery. So I had to charge the battery, do other stuff, come back.
That was fun. A lot of fun.
It's like I dream of living off the grid. Well, I don't dream of living off the grid because,
you know, I'm going to save the planet.
You and I both know batteries are so toxic, they're worse than the environment, than a gasoline engine. So I'm going to build two power plants, one solar, one wind powered, and both will have battery banks, and they will go to an automatic transfer switch, and they will also be supported by a generator, probably a generator on each power plant. So that if the power goes down because there's not enough sunlight and the batteries don't have enough charge, you charge them with a generator. If the wind power is not charging the batteries because there's no wind, you'll charge them with the generator. We'll have two power plants on an automatic transfer switch. When I see no wind in West Texas, I laugh my A off because those wind turbines are not spinning. Now, I found a great parody song based on Alanis Morissette's Ironic. So you're going to have to check it out. It's really good. Really good. Parodying, the cackling Kabbalah, Humpin' Harris, and also the demented one. It's hilarious. So you're going to have to check that out. What is this? I saw something with a dancing DI. I don't know where it went. If you toggle between For You and Following like I do. Oh, there it is. No, it's not a DI. It's cowboys dancing around. Okay. Okie dokie. So let's go back to my Twitter page at Stephen Roy Radio. That ironic parody is there. It's hilarious. I might play it for our podcast audience after the rumble is done, since we're already 5 minutes in. Click replies. Thank you so much for following me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. This is a funny one. It's not new. This has been out for a long time. See the doggy smiling? He says, I just bit a Democrat. I had to lick my A for an hour to get rid of the taste. Well, that's funny. It's not new, but it's still funny. Yep. Here's Wiggy O saying a bunch of stuff at the leftist idiot national convention. She's such a hypocrite.
Well, you know, we gotta save the environment. Oh, don't mind my Gulfstream.
I mean, what did someone type? It was so funny. I don't know. I saw it recently. She paid tens of millions of dollars for this Gulfstream, and then she spent another several million to customize it the way she wanted it. That is a hypocrite. It's kind of like Michael at the convention saying, well, you know, when I was growing up, we were taught to not live beyond our means, to live humbly.
Yeah, Michael. You and Bathhouse Berry have like seven mansions. You got one in Chicago. You got a beachfront mansion in Martha's Vineyard. Wait a minute. Why would you buy a beachfront mansion on Martha's Vineyard if sea levels were rising? That doesn't make any sense. Then you got one in Washington, D.C. And so you have mansions all over the planet. You got several mansions. They all cost $1 billion to maintain. But, you know, we got to take money from rich people and give it to poor people, but not us. No, you're not taking our money. No effing way.
Okay, Michael. That makes good sense. Then you got this idiot sheriff who talked at the DNC. The Texas sheriff who said Kabbalah is tough on the border. Yeah. The Kamal invasion bloodbath is killing people every day. Hundreds of thousands of Americans die every year. Hundred thousands!
It's in the hundred thousands. Die a fentanyl overdose every year. Fentanyl has replaced heroin as the drug of choice in the United States. Where does fentanyl come from? China.
That's right. Fentanyl comes from China.
Right across the wide open gates of the border. Welded wide open gates. That's where fentanyl comes from. Enough comes in to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States 1,000 times over. Where are the ingredients made? China. And then you got the cartels that press them into pills to make them look like other pills, like oxycodone and Percocet. Isn't that nice? How many people, I mean, more and more people know people or have family members that have died from overdose. Jason Jones on Newsmax did a great profile. And I know I keep propping myself up. Jason Jones did a great profile on Newsmax about Las Vegas and how, I mean, people are dying all the time in Las Vegas. He interviewed a guy who lives in the tunnels underground that flood if they get rain. And the gentleman said he's lost 19 friends in 24 months to fentanyl overdose. I mean, it's just sad. And this is on your hands. This is blood on your hands, Kabbalah. Why do you call her that, Demon? She's part of the California Cabal. Let me do a creepy, demented one with Bear. She's part of the Cabal of California. That's why she's Kabbalah. That's right. So, Humpin' Harris is screwing every American with the Kamal Economics bankruptcy bend-over bloodbath. And it's not going to get better if these people are installed like a commode again, like they were in 2020. Because I guarantee you, that's the only hope for these leftist idiots to stay in power. And believe me, they will do anything to stay in power. And the only way they will is by massive fraud election. So this Texas sheriff who said Humpin' Harris is tough on the border at the DNC convention previously called her and the Biden administration out. So he called her and the Biden administration out for failing to protect the border. So wait a minute, Sheriff. Now you say they're doing a good job protecting the border? They're not. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from virtually every planet on Earth come here every month. Over 100,000 every month. Think about that. 100 million. There is 100 plus million illegal aliens in this country.
David, how can you say that? You don't even know. I mean, and you know, how do you know?
How do you know how many illegal aliens are in this country? The answer is you don't. This government doesn't. What we need now is mass deportation. Unless you want to be like Londonistan, or Europistan, or Swedanistan, or Germanistan, whose citizens are being murdered every day. You know, there's over 45,000 stabbings in the ununited Kingdomistan. Did you know that? That's right. Over 45,000 stabbings every year in the ununited Kingdomistan.
Well, what about gun control, David?
Well, that's funny because we have less crime in Texas because we don't have gun control. And yet in Skankafornia, in New Yorkistan, in Chirac, in Skankiattle, in Skankramento, in all these cities, in Stinky Philly, in the filthy, that's right, Stinky Filthy. In Stinky Filthy, people are still getting shot. In Chirac, there's dozens shot every week. Well, wait, there was massive gun control. Yeah, it's working real good, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it is.
Burp. Isn't that good television? Blah!
And here's some great videos from Londonistan. It's disgusting. Did you know the leftist idiot convention was more secure than the American border? When a Venezuelan illegal alien tried to get into the convention,
He was denied due to lack of ID. Sean Hannity had to show his picture identification. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that racist? He had to show his picture identification 4 times before he would get into the convention hall to do his show every night. He had to show his pass, his ID, his physical picture ID before he could get into the convention, on the average 4 times before he'd get in. 4 times. Yes. Here's walls around the convention. So this Venezuelan illegal alien was denied due to lack of ID, failure to submit an application, and no credentials. Why is Cackling Kabbalah enforcing the rules at the convention, but not at the southern non-border? Why is that? Mm-hmm. Leftist idiot heads are exploding, and I mean exploding, because yesterday JFK... Why am I keep sliding down in this chair?
Because it's hot?
I don't know. Leftist heads are exploding because RFK Jr. yesterday suspended his campaign. Now, he still will be on the ballots in several states, but he's not going to be campaigning anymore. Instead, he's supporting President Trump. Why? Because they have so many common goals. For example, the health of our children has gone down the commode. It is in the crapper. I was going to say something else, but this is a family show. Here is a good one. When RFK Jr. talks about saving our children, this is partly what he and President Trump are talking about. The Food and Drug Administration has been weaponized against us when they should be protecting us. The U.S. allows far too many chemicals in our foods, and it's destroying us, causing diseases, cancer, behavioral issues, and destroying our natural God-given immune systems. This must be stopped. It's absolutely true. When I was a kid, no, there was nobody. Nobody had celiac disease. Nobody had gluten allergies. I mean, having a peanut allergy was super rare, very rare when I was a kid. I don't ever remember hearing about it. Now it's happening all the time. People are dying way too young from cancer. It's because of the crap that's in the food. And I don't remember getting 35 vaccines when I was a child. I don't. But the ones I did were probably actually vaccines, like the polio vaccine. Here's the one I was telling you about. I'm going to play it. Let's see if it comes out. Let's see if it comes out. We're 16 minutes into the deal. I can hear it.
Insert her here without
There it is. Isn't it ironic? And if you want to see the video, it's on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. Playing it really doesn't do it justice because it's good, but isn't it moronic? Kabbalah incarcerated blacks at a record level when she was in Skankafornia. When she was Attorney General of Skankafornia, they were incarcerating blacks even after their terms were up. That's right, even after their sentence was up, they were kept in jail for slave labor.
But Demon, that's because we need him to fight fires.
Their sentence is up. Let them out, you sick bee. Oh, it just makes me angry that people were treated like that. And she, you know, they asked,
did you smoke pot? Did you smoke pot, Humping Harris?
Yeah! Oh, yeah! But wait. You incarcerated blacks at a record level for minor pot offenses. You even had 3 strikes. So let's see, if you were caught with a joint, which is like a minute amount of pot, for the 3rd time, you had to spend life in prison. That's the 3 strikes law in Skankafornia. Think it didn't happen? For minor crimes, people had to spend many, many years in prison. Now look, I'm not saying being light on crime. I actually believe the opposite. The reason people are murdering people, because they were just let out of jail. How many times have we heard of illegal aliens deported multiple times for serious felonies? They stroll right back through the welded wide open gates and rape and murder women and children. It was heartbreaking seeing the parents of the poor little 12-year-old that was raped and murdered in Houston. She fought so hard, these Venezuelan illegal aliens had scratches all over their face. She fought her A off to save her life, and they still raped and murdered a 12-year-old girl in Houston, Texas. That is blood on your hands, Kabbalah. Blood on your hands. That's funny. I didn't hear anything about fentanyl overdoses and raping and murdering of women and children at the Fraudvention. New name just came up with. The Fraudvention. And that's what it was. It was a Fraudvention. All right, let's go back to the tweeter. That was funny. Funny. I'll have to play the real song on the podcast. Not going to talk about that or that. Cat Turd said the Democrat Party treated RFK Jr. like crap and he just paid them back big time. Yes, he did, because he's going to be campaigning with President Trump. God bless you, RFK Jr. And he should get Attorney General, HHS Secretary. He should be part of President Trump's cabinet. Very smart, intelligent man. Yeah, so here's what I was telling you about. Here's Michael. This is just a portion of what they have. They're billionaires. Billionaires! Did you see that BS? It was like, after technology's gone, or whatever the heck the name of their Flicks movie was. It was a POS racist movie. That's what it was. POS racist movie. Here's what Michael said with her wig.
Someone is going to have to give up a piece of their pie so that someone else can have more.
Michael, you're not giving up a piece of your pie. $11.7 million Martha's Vineyard mansion. $8.7 million Hawaiian mansion. $8.1 million Washington mansion. $1.7 million Chicago mansion. And you're telling us that we have to sacrifice to pay for illegal aliens? Do you know why illegal aliens get 5-star hotels in New Yorkistan? I'm going to tell you why. Because these rich Dem donors give money to the Dem party. Leftist Dems get millions of dollars from rich leftist idiots. Now, in turn, leftist idiots get rewarded those hotel contracts. Doesn't matter if they have a five-star hotel. They're kicking veterans to the curb, and they're putting illegal aliens in five-star hotels. Why are these leftist idiots getting these billion-dollar contracts? It's called money laundering. They give them money. Those people give those money to leftist and rhino politicians. Why do you think we're spending billions of dollars? What is it? $200-300 billion now in Ukrainistan? Why do you think that is? Money laundering. We give money to them. We give money to defense contractors. They give money to leftist Dem politicians. They give money to rhinos. Huh. I wonder why we're still giving billions of dollars to Ukrainistan. Mm-hmm. Here's Humpin' Harris right here. In office for 4 years and accomplished absolutely nothing. If you want this toxic moron out of office, you better vote her out. Because they've done nothing except F the American people. F. Our gas and our grocery bill has doubled. Doubled. Here's an interview, and they're asking Kabbalah supporters, tell me one of her policies that you really like. They can't name one. They can't name one. They can't name one successful policy. Why? Because there is none. There are none. None. They sound like idiots. I said these people are useful idiots. They should celebrate the Kamal invasion bloodbath, raping and murdering women and children, poisoning hundreds of thousands of Americans by fentanyl alone. I'm sure many more die at the hands of illegal aliens and other drugs. That's what they should solve. Isn't that a successful policy? In leftist Dem's mind, isn't that successful? When you're murdering Americans, isn't that great? The gates are still welded wide open. The Kamala Economics bankruptcy bend-over bloodbath is destroying American lives. This useless slide house is deliberately destroying our nation. Sheeple. So we have, that's what we have in this nation. Sheeple. That would actually vote for these idiots to continue it. Catchard said this panic is glorious. You can watch Bill Maher get visibly frustrated as Democrats claims RFK Jr. ain't right. Bill Maher, this just broke today. RFK is pulling out. James Carville, who's an old coot that needs to just stop. I take it that boy ain't right, okay? There's something way weird. He just did something wrong. He hit his head or something, Bill Maher. I wouldn't go that far, but James, I would. Okay. Bill says okay. Guy's lost his dang mind. I said happy birthday to Carrie Lake, and she actually liked my comment. I got a like from Carrie Lake. Hey, I can't help it if I get excited. If I get noticed by somebody with, you know, a few million followers. Let's see how many she has. Beep. 2 million followers. How about that? Pretty cool, huh? Kelly says, working together they can make America healthy again, make America great again. As a Kennedy endorses a Republican. Mm-hmm. We won't talk about that because we don't have a whole lot of time left. But it's all good. So with Waltz and Humpin' Harris, so with Tampon Timmy and Humpin' Harris, we have FUBAR and SNAFU. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Did you hear that Jackie Spittle has surrendered? He will not seek expedited hearings in the Donald Trump case. That's right. Jackie Spittle has spent another $6.6 million in two federal prosecutions of President Donald Trump, the Justice Department said Friday, bringing his total expenditures to more than $18 million. The leftist idiot Dems continue to post their losses daily. Jackie Spittle surrenders again. Did you know in The Hague, the International Court in The Hague, Jackie Spittle is just a nothing but a criminal traitor. That's what he is. At The Hague, he bribed witnesses to prosecute cases which would enhance his career. Cases that would advance his career, he paid witnesses in the tens of thousands of dollars. You can't make this S up. You just can't. I'm not going to talk about that. What's been seen can't be unseen. I see videos like this all the time. Every time President Trump goes somewhere, no matter where he goes, there's a massive crowd. He's filling arenas. Kamala can't do that. She showed up to a rap concert already in progress. And then try to say, look at that. Look at the massive turnout. She flies somewhere. They Photoshop the picture of the airplane with Kamala coming down the stairs. It never happened. It's bull ass. It's fake. All right. I'm done ranting. Let's go ahead and play some good music for you. So I played that parody. I didn't even stop the rumble. You're still here. You're still here. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great night. You have a great week. Listen to the podcast. It's the website at the top of the Stephen Roy X at Stephen Roy Radio. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. That was kind of cool, huh? It's like I just kept going on the podcast and the video was still recording. So that was kind of cool. It was like, you know, it was like a POV, right? It was like a point of view camera that was just kind of recording while the show was going on. So I will upload this video to the Rumble. That Rumble's also at Stephen Roy Radio, where you can listen. So let's go ahead and play the real song from Alanis Morissette, which is a good song. I've got a couple of others of her queued up. I don't know if I'm going to play them. We shall see. But let's listen to it as we're 38 minutes into the show. Here's Alanis Morissette, Ironic, on the Stephen Roy Show. XP sucks!
You won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's black rain. Late, a no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
XB sucks!
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, I think just need Jesus. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and get clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. I think we just need Jesus.
to a new sunrise. Looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes. Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know. I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm thankful for the sky.
Thankful. my eyes, you're opening my eyes, Lord, to brand new possibilities. You are opening my eyes, you're opening my eyes, Lord, to brand new possibilities.
Was hazy to leave it all and follow you. All I know is I don't know where I'd be if you hadn't come rescue me. It's amazing how it's not too good to be true. I got a peace class that I'm standing, but my worry is overwhelming. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. But I don't have to be afraid, and I believe it, even if I don't see it, cause you've always made a way. I got a peace class that I'm standing, and my worry is overwhelming. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. I know, I know, I know. I got a lighthouse on the horizon, when I feel like a flood is rising. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go. Everything, everything, everything is in your last guard hands. Doesn't matter what may come, I know that. Everything, everything, everything is gonna be okay. Gonna be alright, because everything, everything, everything is in your last guard hands. Doesn't matter what may come. I got a peace past understanding, when my worries overwhelm me. Got a joy down deep in my soul, cause you won't let me go.
Right now, I really need to let you know that each time I've fallen down inside that hole, you came and showed me there's a way to go. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. Sell the house and give away the money, yo. At first glance, it might sound funny, but give me a chance, cause we could do anything. I wanna take you on a motorcycle ride through the sugar cane in the countryside. We could take a bullet train to the other side, you and me side by side. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like no is watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. Shake me down until the sun comes back around. And even when I'm gone, I'll turn our love into a song, and I will sing it on back to you as I come home. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like no is watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. And you got me, yeah.
RAAA, bite me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
Jerk in your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
I am your in-house cable guy, the Stephen Roy. It is the Stephen Roy second hour. You know what that means? Yeah, you do. The rant-free second hour. Got some great music queued up for you. Let's start with one that's a little patriotic. And then we're going to play some fun music. Some from...
Oh, but they're not a real group, David.
Really? Will.i.am sings with an auto-tune? Many artists sing with an auto-tune with background tracks? Come on. They're as real as any of them nowadays, and yet they destroyed them. So we're going to play them too. Milli Vanilli, Tone Loke, and more fun stuff. How about some Murray Head and Linkin Park? Fun music coming up here on The Stephen Roy Show.
Tough as nails, hard as bricks, 6 foot one, walking 10 foot six, 4 on the floor, 12 in the back, with a weather god box in an old gun rack. Feeling fly, riding high, rough neck red till the day we die. With the 18 wheelers hauling loads up at dawn. Bloodshot eyes might break our backs, but not our pride. Rough neck red till the day we die. With the 18 wheelers on and loads up at dawn. Saving lives from the teachers and the preachers trying to raise them right. From the third shift hustle to the 9 to 5. To the single mom trying to feed her kids. To the bartender tending on making tips. We're all one people at the end of the day. No matter where we're from, we're American made.
Oh my God, RFD!
So what are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
Your skin, it lightens up my day.
wondering why. So I thought I might discuss this girl, just you and I. Now what you wear, I don't care how you dress.
muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little special, little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
I dig it. Oh, cool and at a ball. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know. Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. said she started talking about plans for a wedding. Said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
This is RFD.
Let's do it. When the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. The sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
Lost in the echo. So one last line. You see that mountain over there? Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway. Hey, hey. God haters, but it ain't her fault. No, look what God gave her.
I heard angels singing like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so hot. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault, nah. Look what God gave her. Got that look in her eyes, where she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
Right. from the depths of my soul. It's beyond my control. I've waited so long to say this to you. If you're asking, do I love you this much?
Degrees on the Stephen Roy podcast. That's going to do it for me today. Hope you enjoyed it a lot. I really enjoy bringing it to you. I do. Each and every song. First, we got to play this because the girls' soccer team, the Lady Red Raiders soccer team, is 2-1. They only lost to Penn State, who's nothing, ranked fourth in the nation. The Lady Red Raiders are Lady Raiders. I think is the right term, are ranked 8th. So we got to play this for them. A week from today is Texas Tech football's first football game against Abilene Christian University, which is south of here a good bit. So that's a preseason game. There's 3 preseason games. It's ACU, Washington State, and North Texas. So there you go. So let's play this one for this Lady Raiders soccer team. That does it for me. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Of hope through every door, and new routines pave the way for roads to be explored, and the victory bells ring out. Fight, readers, fight for the school we love so dear. Time is done here. We are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. The seasons come and go. Pages start to turn, the memories and grades aren't given, only earned, and the victory bells ring out. Fight, breeders, fight for the school we love so done here. We are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. And as we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely. Yeah.
making love to you was never second best. I saw the world rushing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should go better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. To save this human race, never comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop.
Getting better.